Hello and welcome to the iWave podcast, the Wavecast, where once a month we bring you fellow nonprofit leaders, fundraisers, and prospect development professionals together to share with you a brief moment of inspiration and motivation. Our dream here is that you spend 10 to 15 minutes in your day to enjoy a cup of coffee or a quiet moment or whatever is meaningful to you to get inspired and feel like you're a part of a community of great people like you doing really, really important work. I'm your host, Clay Buck. I'm the lead fundraising coach with iWave and founder of TCB Fundraising, and I'm thrilled that you're here. Thank you for making time for us today. Our guest today here on the iWave podcast, the Wavecast, is the incredible Laura McDonald, chair of the Giving USA Foundation, founder and principal at the Benefactor Group. Laura, welcome. We are so thrilled that you're here and so grateful for you making time today and sharing your words of inspiration. We are talking here, just to place the timing, we're talking here right around the release of Giving USA here in the middle of 2022. Before we jump in to your words of inspiration, anything you want to add to that introduction or tell us who you are and what you do?
No, I think you nailed it, Clay. It's just, I love the work that I do, and I particularly love this time of year. It really feeds my inner geek to dive into the Giving USA data and to help our clients and our colleagues understand how it applies to their own fundraising challenges.
I have been a reader and fundraising nerd around Giving USA for, I don't know, 10, 15 years. I still have the old books on my bookshelf. I'm sure I'm going to open them one day and go back to them. Yeah, excellent. Great. As you gesture to all of the I love it. Wonderful. Wonderful. So again, thank you for the great work that you do and the whole team at the Giving USA Foundation and the Lilly School and everybody that's involved with that and the Giving Institute. Incredible work. Tell me, as you're thinking about this year, as you're thinking about the work that we're doing, what are your words of motivation and inspiration for fundraisers and prospect development folks and people in all areas of nonprofit management? What would you say to inspire them or motivate them in the work that they go and do every day?
You know, I would think about the concept of abundance. Mm. Our work is hard, and it is really easy to get into that mindset of scarcity, that there isn't enough to go around, or that other organization got a big gift and so that's less money for my organization. And it's easy to slip into that. But especially if you're a fundraising leader and you've got a team looking up to you, embrace that mindset of abundance, that, you know, there is enough to fuel your good work and the work of all of the other causes. And that, you know, by really making your donors the agent of change, and rather than say, when you give us a dollar, we can do good work in the community, say, you do good work in the community by giving a dollar through us. So I would say those are a couple of things, just that mindset of abundance, which I think will make both your employees, your team, and your donors feel much more prepared to embrace the good work that you're doing.
Oh, that's so wonderful. And I love that concept. And thank you for bringing in staff and employees as part of that too. If I could just brief follow up to that, if you don't mind my asking, how do you practice that in your work? I mean, you wear a couple of big hats, right? Giving USA, your own company, like how do you practice and keep focused on abundance in your day to day?
Well, first of all, I would say I have a great team around me, and so they have embraced that as well. And some of this is not just feel-good amateur psychology. I think if you look at practices like appreciative inquiry that say that organizations move in the direction in which they inquire. And so if you spend your days looking for threats and weaknesses, you will find them and you will wallow in them. But if you ask instead, tell me about a time when you were at your best and what contributed to that peak performance? And then, yes, what inhibits you from experiencing it more often, but really embracing that. And it's not just in what you say, but it's also, frankly, the conversation in your head. Mm. You know, because that's really what informs the words that we say, the actions that we have, and how donors see and interpret us. So I think that it takes practice. It is a practice. But to start with the conversation in your head, being intentional about the words that you say, and then applying it not just to the writing of a direct mail appeal, let's say, but really to the conversation you have with the water cooler.
Absolutely.
If you have conversations with the water cooler anymore.
Right. Well, or your side Zoom conversations, because I know that happens, right? I know people are doing private chat on Zoom. I saw a meme the other day that said something along the lines of the voice you hear the most throughout your life will be the one in your head. So make it a good one, which I thought was lovely. Yeah. Laura, as we wrap up today and inspire our colleagues out doing the great work that they do, the same follow-up I ask every time, what brings you joy? And how do you embrace joy in making this work joyful work?
Yeah, I would say it's the teams I get to work with. Mm. Certainly the team at the Lilly Family School of Philanthropy, they work their butts off this time of year. I mean, really, they're pulling, 20-hour days. It's
wow.
The pressure cooker that they're in. The team at the Giving USA Foundation, my soon-to-be successor as board chair, Josh Burkholz. I mean, these are wicked smart people I learn from every day. And then especially my team here at Benefactor Group, it's 23 years with the firm now. We have a couple of employees that have been here for more than half of that, one who's been here for 22 years, believe it or not. We make it a point to laugh every day. We became very intentional about that when the pandemic hit on March 13th, 2020, when we sent everybody home. It's how are we going to keep our team cohesion? We find time to laugh every day. And we love what we do. We do really good work. And just to see my peers rising to the challenges that we're facing has been so gratifying.
I love that. If I'm not mistaken, too, you also have a chief happiness officer. Is that right?
Chief hospitality officer. Chief
hospitality.
Who was, raised in the nonprofit sector. The canine companion release dog. She's 14 now, which is pretty old in dog years. So she doesn't come down to the office too much anymore. But Emma, yes, has been I think it's interesting that you need a canine to bring humanity into an office.
Wow. That might be the truth bomb from this session today. That hit for me as a dog lover as well. Laura, thank you for that. Please give Emma our best and wiggity scratchums and an extra cookie today, for sharing you with us. And thank you so much for sharing your insights and your joy. We appreciate you, and all the teams that you work with in bringing this great information out to the sector. Thank you. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Blake.